नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरयेत्
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। इदं हि विश्वं भगवान् वित्तेरो
इदं हि विश्वं भगवान् वित्तेरो
यतो जगस्थान निरोध संभवा तद्धी स्वयं वेद भवांस्तथा पिते प्रादेश मात्रं भवतः प्रदर्शितम् इदं हि विश्वं भगवान् वेतरो यतो जगस्थान निरोध संभवा तद्धि स्वयं वेद भवांस्तथा पिते प्रादेश मात्रं भवता प्रदर्शितम्
इदं
विश्वं
कॉस्मोस
भगवान
द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड
इव ऑलमोस्ट द सेम इतरः
डिफरेंट फ्रॉम
यतः
फ्रॉम होम
जगत
द वर्ड्स
स्थान
एग्जिस्ट
निरोध
एनाइलेशन
संभवा
क्रिएशन
तत ही
ऑल अबाउट
स्वयं
पर्सनली
वेदा
नो
भवान
योर गुड सेल्फ
तथापि
स्टिल
ते
अंटू यू
प्रादेश मात्रम
सिनॉप्सिस ओनली
भवता
अंटू यू
प्रदर्शितम
एक्सप्लेन
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is Himself this cosmos and still is aloof from it. From Him only has the cosmic manifestation emanated. In Him it rests and unto Him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis. Please repeat. The Supreme Lord,
Personality of Godhead,
is himself,
this cosmos,
and still,
he is aloof from it.
From him only,
has this cosmic manifestation,
emanated.
In him it rests,
and unto him
it enters
after annihilation. Your good self
knows all about this.
I have given only a synopsis. Purport. For a pure devotee, the conception of Mukunda, Lord Shri Krishna, is both personal and impersonal. The impersonal cosmic situation is also Mukunda because It is the emanation of the energy of Mukunda. For example, a tree is a complete unit, whereas the leaves and the branches of the tree are emanated parts and parcels of the tree. The leaves and branches of the tree are also tree, but the tree itself is neither the leaves nor the branches. The Vedic version that the whole cosmic creation is nothing but Brahman means that since everything is emanating from the Supreme Brahman, nothing is apart from him. Similarly, the part and parcel hands and legs are called the body, but the body as the whole unit is neither the hands nor the legs. The Lord is the transcendental form of eternity, cognition and duty. And thus, the creation of the energy of the Lord appears to be partially eternal, full of knowledge and beautiful also. The captivated conditioned souls under the influence of the external energy, Maya, are therefore entrapped in the network of this material nature. They accept this as all in all, for they have no information of the Lord, who is the primeval cause. Nor have they information that the parts and parcels of the body, being detached from the whole body, are no longer the same hand or leg as when attached to the body. Similarly, a godless civilization detached from the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is just like a detached hand or leg. Such parts and parcels may appear like hands and legs, but they have no efficiency. The devotee of the Lord, Srila Vyasadeva, knows this very well. He is further advised by Srila Narada to expand the idea so that the entrapped conditioned souls may take lessons from him to understand the Supreme Lord as the primeval cause. According to the Vedic version, the Lord is naturally fully powerful, and thus his supreme energies are always perfect and identical with him. Both the spiritual and the material skies and their paraphernalia are emanations of the internal and external energies of the Lord. External energy is comparatively inferior, whereas the internal energy potency is superior. The superior energy is living force, and therefore she is completely identical. But the external energy, being inert, is partially identical. But both the energies are neither equal to nor greater than the Lord, who is the generator of all energies. Such energies are always under his control, exactly as electrical energy, however powerful it may be, is always under the control of the engineer. The human being and all other living beings are products of his internal energies. Thus the living being is also identical with the Lord, but is never equal or superior to the personality of Godhead. The Lord and living entities are all individual persons. With the help of the material energies, the living beings are also creating something, but none of their creations are equal or superior to the creations of the Lord. The human being may create a small playful Sputnik and may throw it into outer space, but that does not mean that he can create a planet like the earth or moon and float it in the air as the Lord does. Men with a poor fund of knowledge claim to be equal to the Lord. They are never equal to the Lord. This is never to be. The human being, after attaining complete perfection, may achieve a large percentage of the qualities of the Lord, say up to 78%, but it is never possible to surpass the Lord or to become equal with him. In a diseased condition only, the foolish being claims to be one with the Lord and thus becomes misled by the illusory energy. The misguided living being therefore must accept the supremacy of the Lord and agree to render loving service to him. For this they have been created. Without this there cannot be any peace or tranquility in the world. Srila Vyasadeva is advised by Srila Narada to expand this idea in the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same idea is explained. Surrender fully unto the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the only business of the perfect human being. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminite Namine नमाम विष्णु पादाया कृष्ण पृष्ठाया भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। इदं हि विश्वं भगवानिवेतरो यतो जगस्थान निरोध संभवाः तद्धि स्वयं वेद भवान् तथापिते प्रादेश मात्रं भवतः प्रदर्शितम्। The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is Himself this cosmos and still He is aloof from it. From Him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated. In Him it rests and unto Him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis. Srila Narada is now defining the Supreme Personality of Godhead here. He is just telling Vyasadeva that. First, of course, he is acknowledging that you all know it. But still, this is the duty of the spiritual master, you know, to keep telling the student, although the student may know it. Just to emphasize, you know, so that the student doesn't forget it, that he knows it. You know, sometimes the students are asleep. You know, like we say, four types of people. One is who knows, but he does not know. So he is asleep. No, sorry, he is simple. One who does not know that he knows. That's the category, you know. Like he doesn't know that he knows. So here, in a way, Srila Narada is telling Vyasadeva, you knew it. Why didn't you tell it to people properly? In a way, you know, he's just telling him. But he's very gentle. So he's not chastising him. He's just saying, he already chastised him, we saw that. But now he's saying, now you expand. You know this knowledge. Expand it. Expand the explanation, not the knowledge. You cannot expand the knowledge. Expand the explanation. And then he says, I just gave you a little synopsis. Now you carry on from here. So what is the synopsis? That Supreme Lord is the creator. He is the real creator of this whole cosmos. The cosmos comes from Him, and that's why it is sometimes, in a way, Prabhupada says, it's a non-different. So a devotee is both personal and impersonal. So this is a very great acknowledgement, you know. That means you are not totally rejecting impersonalism. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not totally reject. That's why he brought in this Veda Aveda. Achintya, Abed, Veda, Abed, Tattva. Because before him there were very clear demarcation between Vaishnavism and Shaivism. You know, Shankaracharya came and he just brought in Monism, impersonalism. And then Shripad Ramanujacharya and Shripad Madhvacharya, they brought in dualism. You know, of course, that in dualism also there are categories like Vishuddha, Vishuddha Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, Dvaita Dvaita, like that, you know. But if you see, if you go into detail, then you will find that although they are all Vaishnavas, but their acceptance of the Lord is in a little different way. Like Shripad Madhvacharya very, very clearly said that it is just cannot be same, just different, you know, like he says. Krishna is Krishna and you are you. That's it. Finish. Then Ramanujacharya gave a little different version of that. He accepted a small amount of impersonalism. And then Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he comes and says, no, 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 you cannot reject totally everything. So he in a sort of synthesize the good from everything. He says, yes, qualities are same, but quantity is not there. That's why he brought the differentiation between the two. And Prabhupada very elaborately explains here, giving 2-3 examples. Like he will give the example of a hand and leg, which belong to a body. So as long as they are on the body, they are hands and legs. When they are cut off from the body, you can still call it hand and leg, but can it do the same work as the hand and leg? It cannot. So same way, Krishna created this cosmos, but is aloof from it. That's what it says. Narada says he is aloof. He is not itaraha, different from. Because otherwise you start identifying, like if you start saying that the hand is the body, then there is a problem. It's part of the body. So, you know, you explain only little, okay, when you are explaining body, then you say, you know, you call a small child and ask him, where is your nose, where is this, where is that? And then you ask him, where is your body? And then sometimes you get confused, you know, sometimes. Then a little older child, he will say, oh, the whole thing is the body. So same way, the cosmos is like that, Krishna's body. And then, I mean, here Narada says that he creates, and then he maintains, rests on it. Like, you know, like Mahavishnu, when he breathes out, all these universes come out of his body. And then he glances, and then the whole creation starts. Actually, it restarts, it never starts. It's manifest, then it becomes like, you know, when the annihilation takes place, it goes back into his body. So it's not that it has been destroyed. Its existence in the material world has been stopped. It's been withdrawn, like, you know, you are running a movie and then you stop it. That doesn't mean the movie is gone. Movie is still in the CD or DVD or whatever, right? But you see it on the screen. At that time it is live. So exactly same way, when we see all this, it is like a movie going on. And the movie stops, the movie is still there, but we can't see it. It has been withdrawn from our eyes. So same way, the whole creation takes place like that. So the point here is that people have no knowledge of this. People have been told that, you are Brahman. Okay, you are Brahman. You are a spirit soul, but then you are everything. I am Brahmasmi. When they don't mean that I am a spirit soul. They mean that I am Brahman. I am the supreme. I am the absolute truth. That is dangerous. That's why Prabhupada says, in a diseased condition only, the foolish beings claim to be one with the Lord. Diseased condition. Spiritually diseased. That's why sometimes some acharyas say that if you accept Mayavad, then it's like a spiritual suicide. Why? Because you cannot get a chance to serve the Lord. You know, you don't love Him. You don't accept His existence. You don't accept His supremacy. Then how can you serve Him? You know? It's like you bring your own child is there and you start believing that he is not your child. You know, sometimes a long time back I've seen one serial in American TV. It's called I don't remember the name of the guy. He brings people who have problem with recognizing their children, you know, like they claim that he's not my child. And then they come and ask questions, and then he does a DNA test. And then that by DNA test he says, oh, so and so, the baby John. The father is so and so, and immediately, or either you are the father or you are not the father. Good old times, in Vedic times, that was not the system, you know. Even now, in India, DNA tests are very rare. It's a big racket to, you know, make big money. Generally, how you decide? How a person decides who is his father? How do we accept somebody as father?
Mother.
Mother points out, right? Mother is the one, only one who knows who is the father. Because there used to be, you know, one person in mother's life. Nowadays, even the mothers can't tell anymore because in 1 week you have been sleeping with so many people and then, you know, who's father? So here, same way, when you don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord, then you are opening a wide field, you know, saying that, okay, who is this? Remember that video made by Tamal Krishna Maharaj? Gods and demigods and something else. Very nice. All the goes to some Indian family and then on the altar you see everybody, you know. Shirdi Sai Baba, Satya Sai Baba and others, all are there, you know. Ram, Lakshman, Sita, Devi. So he asks the questions. Who according to you is the Supreme Lord among them? And why? You have to explain. And then everybody comes out with different things. Somebody says Devi, somebody says Satya Sai Baba. So he asks him, how do you say it? And he produces from air, he can produce something. Like that, you know, it was there, of course he defeats that because he says, you are producing a watch or a necklace or something which is already existing. It's been already made by somebody, you know, like, you know, some Titan watch or Citizen watch. So that means somebody has already made it, only it has been transferred from somewhere to here. Why don't you make the gold itself, you know, like about gold he was talking. Instead of a necklace, I don't like this design. Give me the gold, I can make it my own. Give him gold. And then if you can produce gold, then you are God. And then all the problem of the world should be solved, right? You can just produce as much gold as you want. Like that, you know, the idea is that, that's why Prabhupada is very emphatically saying that, he gives a beautiful example. He says, the scientists, they make the space crafts, and it goes into space, you know. And they clap and everybody starts, hey, hey. He says, Krishna has made this whole planets and floated in the air. Everything is floating in the air, right? Science also says that they are floating in the air. All the planets are floating in the air. Such a huge thing, you know. You can't float a bubble for long, you know, it just bursts. And here, a whole planet, series of planets, they are not only floating, they are moving in an orbit. Never ever accidents. Who's done that? So, that's why it's important to understand that we are the part and parcel and He's the Supreme. Like hand and leg, part and parcel of the body, so what they do? Right now what you are doing to your body? The hand is doing something, right? Helping you. So same way, we have to help. Devamrita Maharaj in one of his lectures, very beautiful, he says, we should cooperate with Krishna. Very nice way he explained. He says, Krishna has made a plan for us. All we have to do is just cooperate with him. Don't become a rebellion. You know? Like in a house, there are 3-4 children and one is very obedient to the parents. One is little less and one is rebellion. You know? Like generally every family there is one. Doesn't follow any rules and all, you know, he just goes and marries anybody and, you know, or something like that. Like all these hippies and etc., they're all what? Rebellions. So, who is the best for the parents? The one who cooperates, you know. So, I like that phrase. Cooperate with Krishna. And then Krishna will be pleased, and once he is pleased, then what is your problem? Like if the mother and father are happy with the child doesn't have to worry anymore, right? He knows they will take care of me now. That's the whole idea of a family. Otherwise, why you need a family? And that's what is happening in the whole world, that these families are breaking left, right, center. So now they don't know what to do. So they are trying now, boy living with boy, girl living with girl, you know, all combination they are trying. Because the first one didn't work out. So let's do this way. And this will definitely not work out in the long run, because, you know, problems will be always there. You know, because egos are equal, everything. At least there, these egos are, you know, balanced in a way. Here, who is going to wash the, you get a child and who is going to wash his potty, you know. That's where the problems will start, you know. I'm just giving an example. So if you go against the laws of the nature, and that's what exactly Prabhupada is explaining here, long purport. He gave the example of the tree. He says, tree is the whole thing. And then there are branches and the leaves and all. They are part of the tree, but they are not the tree. So, he gives these two very wonderful examples. So as long as we live in Maya, we are in trouble. So what is the solution? At the end, Prabhupada says, in Bhagavad Gita, the same idea is explained. What is that idea? Surrender fully into the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, and then, and he said that is the only business of the perfect human being. Only business. But of whom? Not a human being, perfect human being. Everybody claims, you know, that we are a human being, but we are not living anymore like a human being. So, I'll stop here. It's a very nice, worth and nice explanation. Any question, comment? You have any question? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.